This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to this recording of the December 2016 issue of Country Living. Article selections have been made by the Country Living editorial team and are covered by copyright. Coming up, The Good Life, Advice for Would-Be Smallholders, Romantic Tales in Country Living, Seasonal Farming, When the Holly Bears the Crown, Sweet Treats in the Proof of the Pudding, and more from A Shepherd's Life. But first, a month in the country. What to see and do in December? Go carol singing. Wrapped up in woolly hats and winter coats, bearing lanterns and good cheer, Christmas carolers have been a sight in villages and towns for centuries. The tradition of singers travelling from door to door is said to have started in the Middle Ages, when rowdy warblers were banned from singing in churches. Inextricably linked to wassailing, when the wealthy would give treats, such as figgy pudding, to the poor singing on their doorstep, modern-day choirs tend to be less avaricious, and their collections generally go to charity rather than towards furnishing their Christmas table. Explore a frosty landscape. There is something magical about the sight of moorland sparkling with frost in winter. On a clear day, when the wind brings a tingle to your cheeks and numbness to your fingers, wrap up warm and make the most of the limited hours of soft winter sunlight by venturing out and feeling the crunch of last summer's heather under your feet as you wander along worn paths. Spiderwebs, temporarily frozen in time, will weave their way between sharp and brittle seed heads, which now provide a feast for local birds, as other food sources dwindle.